Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Chim Gosrim.
And yes.
Romain Poirot de Ligue.
Yes, so, and also joining us today online, we're having Kelvin. Kelvin, can you say hi?
Hi, I'm Kelvin.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Kelvin. And thank you very much, Romain. Romain is the CEO of Quick Delivery and Kelvin is the CEO of Bumper. So today we're going to be talking about shopping online. So if you like shopping, if you like window shopping, and if you like buying anything online, especially those things you can't afford. Yes. Now is the perfect time to talk to the people making magic behind the scenes in e-commerce in Nigeria. I mean, there's a whole lot of things to talk about. Yeah. So, yeah. And I'd like to get what you guys think about e-commerce. So, yeah. Romain, can we start with you?
Sure. Thank you very much for the invitation. And hi, Kelvin. It's good to talk to you and with you. I mean, e-commerce is only the beginning in Nigeria. It's the beginning of the story, right? Everything has to still be, invented. Hundreds of Nigerian entrepreneurs are creating the real Nigerian experience or African experience for e-commerce, which cannot be the same. And look at my face. Cannot be the same as the European or the American or the Japanese e-commerce experience. There are local specificities, local requirements, local preferences, and all this requires a specific IT infrastructure and logistic infrastructure that is going to be to give satisfaction to the Nigerian or to the African consumer. Mm. And it's a work in progress, obviously.
Awesome. So, Kelvin, what are your thoughts? Where do you think e-commerce is at right now in Nigeria?
I think it's in a great place. We're just at the phase where e-commerce is shifting from the hands of corporations to the hands of business owners. And we're seeing business owners have a lot more power than they have ever had, a lot more control over, you know, what they sell, how they sell, and when, you know, where they choose to sell. That kind of control has never necessarily been, you know, in the hands of the merchants in the past. But now, you know, they have this entire control. They have tools, you know, that, you know, Bumper is building, or Quick is building, or other players are building, that immediately, you know, they have their products, you know, available to millions of people out there. They can choose, you know, now, you know, and manage everything from, you know, as even their mobile phone. So I think e-commerce is just, you know, it's just the one for e-commerce right now.
Hmm. So in recent years, we're even seeing e-commerce move to niching down to what we call social commerce and mobile commerce. And last week we saw the announcement that Bumper was integrating with Instagram. And so the main headline was turning people's DMs into a storefront. Can you tell us what that means exactly, the philosophy behind that?
So one of the key things that we do for small business owners is that we help them manage their sales no matter where they sell. That's what we do at Bumper. And in doing that, we noticed that out of about 50,000 orders that was recorded on Bumper last year, 20,000 of those were actually from Instagram and WhatsApp. Yes, and basically that told us, you know, that showed us where the market is headed. And so we're here, you know, building our thing, but the market is saying something different. The market is saying, you know what, the customers are saying, this is where I'm comfortable shopping. You know, I would rather speak with this merchant before I make it. Put in place. It is what is cause consumer behavior. Yes, and so we saw that and noticed that a lot of sales is happening in DMs of these merchants. You know, and the question was, how do we automate that? How do we ensure that they have all the tools needed to be able to sell better in their DMs? And so what we basically did is to get directly with Instagram, such that the merchants now receive their DMs directly on the Bumper app. Yeah, so they can send and receive messages on Bumper. But, you know, the question would be, why do you have to do that? I already have Bumper, yes. But the biggest difference is that they have everything they need for e-commerce, everything they customers right there now on the chat. So we have something called quick action buttons where you can send product directly, you know, record your sale, you know, request for payments, organize the data. So right now, when the merchant is into someone, they have all the data about that particular person chatting with them, you know, and they'll be responding like they are just on Instagram. The customer will be receiving this message like they're on Instagram, but they're actually on Bumper, you know. So that is going to help them, you know. Because there's so much commerce details that are now left just on Instagram without being very useful to the merchant. Now they've captured it on Bumper. They can use that to either optimize their ads or just, you know, understand how their business is doing in those sales channels. And so yes, so that's what that was about, you know. And the I think merchants really love it, you know, based on what we've seen so far in terms of people adopting the tool. Mm.
I think, if I may, I think what Kelvin just said is very important. Bumper is doing and what Quick is doing with Quick Store that we launched.
Goes,
into the same spirit. On one hand, we are empowering the merchants, the sellers, millions of them in Lagos alone who have products and they know how to sell them. But they need some backup. They need some back office to help them streamline their operations and automate their sales as well as much as possible. And on the other side, from the consumer side, which I think is as important as well as Kelvin said, this is social media is where most Nigerians are comfortable shopping, and this boils down, in my opinion, as a newcomer to Nigeria, to the issue of trust. And if you look at existing legacy e-commerce players such as Jumia and Konga, of course they did an amazing job laying out the first base, going to the first base of e-commerce. But the issue of trust is a big issue for merchants and also mostly for consumers, because sometimes you shop something and you buy something and it's not what you receive. And you need to, as a consumer, you want to feel comfortable with the reseller, and you want to understand that you can reach out to somebody real if there is an issue.
Yes.
And it's perfectly understandable. 15 years ago when France, or 20 years ago when France started to adopt e-commerce, the government passed a law called the Law for the Trust of Online Shopping. Mm. And it was indispensable to create the environment, the framework for consumers to feel safe online, buying online. And this is a process perfectly natural through which all economies are going through. And tech companies have a foremost prominent role to play. And that's what we are trying to do with many other startup founders and teams in Lagos.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah, you have to.
Okay, so one of the issues, until you came today, I didn't know that you actually had Quick Store. So
yeah, we're still a bit quiet about it.
Yeah. Mm. So logistics is an issue. Everyone complains about logistics. I think apart from fintech startups, logistics startups get the most flack from consumers.
Yeah, of course.
So it's either your package doesn't arrive when it should arrive.
Yeah.
Or it arrives in worse condition than you expected.
Yes.
Or there's just always one problem, almost always. So how has it been? You've been in the logistics space for quite a bit. So
yes.
How has that experience been?
Well, we've started Quick because of those challenges, okay? Because we want to contribute in solving them. And I think we've been fairly successful we have a... around 300,000 customers right now. They are all merchants.
Okay.
99% are merchants. And we have over 4,000 riders signed up from bikes, but also trucks and vans and SUVs. I think the key approach is to ensure that, first of all, you select your partners, delivery partners, very carefully, and you empower them by giving them training and tools. And that's what we've been doing. And of course, we always, I mean, life is full of obstacles, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Surprises.
And, the key thing is to overcome them and to learn from what you do. We spend a lot of time empowering the riders. Next Sunday, we have one of our regular town hall meetings with all the riders from Quick, going together, and we give them a meal and we hear their grievance and we give them some perspective on the future, etc., etc. And so, by empowering them, you give them some visibility and some outlook in life. The biggest earner on the Quick platform last year made 3.2 million naira take home. Okay, which is
interesting.
Huge amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's 50. He's over 50, and he's a very resilient guy. And he's not the only one. So, if you keep your rider happy, they will do a better job. That's the bottom line. Then. You have some environmental factors that you need to take into account. In order to keep track of your riders and of the quality and to maintain the quality of the delivery process, you need to be able to track them and to geolocate them. Okay.
Yeah.
So if the data network in the city or in the country is not good or not good enough or not or too expensive, riders are not easily difficult to locate them.
Yeah.
Okay. Either because the network will not allow them to be tracked, because there are some faults in the network, or because the network is too expensive and they will turn off the data because they try to save money, and we all try to save money these days because life is so expensive, right?
Yeah.
So if you create a reliable data network and affordable data network, and I mean the telecom companies have already started doing that, but I feel that they could do even better. You create a digital market, and data becomes ceases to be a hindrance and it becomes a convenience, so to speak. We are in constant dialogue with telecom companies to see how we can foster broad digital market for Nigeria by making data more affordable and more reliable. And of course, it's a work in progress, but I feel it's very important. If the US is such a groundwork, a playground for innovation, it's because data is very cheap and you can access it everywhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I think before we'll come back to Kelvin, we're going to pay a little homage to people paying our house rent. So yeah.
Hi, I'm Abisola Adenoga, the head of business at TechPoint Africa. Did you know that you could present yourself as a reputable brand leader? Did you know that your business can get the limelight it deserves? Now you do. Using TechPoint Africa's marketing tools, we can put you in the faces of a large audience for brand awareness and thought leadership. To do this, reach out to us by sending an email to business@techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description below.
Hey guys, welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed the message from our sponsors. Yes. So yeah, Kelvin, thank you for staying with us, and I'd like to know, you've been basically trying to build what we in the media called Shopify for Africa. I don't know if we're right on the money with that, but I think now you can clarify if we are wrong about that. But what are the challenges in building something like that from the onset?
One of the first platforms that we're looking at when we actually started thinking about this was Shopify, and that's because Shopify has been able to build a commerce platform for their merchants, you know, and scale that. So there's definitely a lot to learn from Shopify. But you know, as Ashomen said earlier, you know, they have to be, even before the conversation, you know, they have to be this local touch. You have to think about what the consumers in this part of the world are actually saying, and how the market is here, you know. And in doing so is where we actually start thinking about, you know, even just this integration. This integration we've done with Meta now has actually not been done like this, you know, anywhere else. You know, even Shopify did not build this, you know, here, the business owners here, we have good engagements with them, and we can understand, you know, where they're having the most inefficiencies or difficulties. Concerning the other question, the other part of your question, talking about the challenges, there's definitely basically working more with partners. So we're not, instead of trying to build everything, our work is basically to help connect everything. How do we ensure that, you know, we can connect you from your payments to logistics, to the bookkeeping, invoicing, everything, to the marketplaces where you sell, to credit, everything is just connected and seamless for you. So that's how we are thinking about it. And so that's one way that we basically try to ensure that we're not, you know, we can overcome some of these challenges. I think another thing would be the market generally. When we started building this, we definitely knew that we're not entirely building for the entire small business owners. Because there's still a large chunk of business owners that are still largely entirely offline. They don't necessarily have as much access. And the idea was, how do we start building these stages? You know, starting from the lowest hanging fruits. You know, the people that would immediately start by adopting the solution. Because we actually tried. You know, we actually tried, and we discovered that it would take some time. Let me give you an example. So for instance, you know, just painting two scenarios. When we meet an Instagram merchant and say, oh yeah, join Bomba and you have all this, immediately they are able to set up, you know, do everything by themselves, you know, get a website, push it out there and even make a sale. You know, they get their wow effect almost immediately. And when we met offline merchants and we say, oh, you get all these same things, you know, it's a lot difficult. Because for them, they don't necessarily have any community that they can basically push their product to that website. So giving them a website was not necessarily, you know, they don't necessarily need it. You know, so what we instead thinking about is, which is something we have to solve first before we go back to them, is how do we ensure that, you know, when they put their products up, you know, we can actually help them push their products to their customers. Because that's the gap that has actually not been fixed largely. So either by helping them run better ads, you know, optimize based on the data that we have about their business and their customers, or even just connecting their products, you know, to other marketplaces, you know, something simple things like that, you know, just so that their products can have very good visibility. So one of the things that we're doing now is that we're integrating with Google My Business, Google Shopping. Yeah, so it means that immediately you click that button on your connected apps. There's something called connected apps, and that's how merchants can connect the different solutions they use. When you click on Google My Business, it just tells you to authenticate, and immediately all your products on Bomba become available on Google My Business. You know, so when people search for products on Google, search to buy something on their map or even shopping, they will get to see your products on their website. So visibility, things like that, you know, it seems very simple, but those are the kind of things that we can now do, you know, to help these offline businesses, because they don't have the community that you'll be able to push, that you can just say, oh, I'll give you a website and that's it. You know, there has to be something more. So yes, and it's also a good thing that we have a lot of people building in this space, and that's because there's now so much education, you know, happening in the space. You know, we're now seeing even offline businesses begin to, you know, they are now a little bit comfortable. This, we're basically writing on the work that, you know, people like Jumia, Gigi, Conga, or even Paystack, Flutterwave have done over the past years, you know, because before now, you know, if you tell anybody to buy something online, they would be like, what? You know, now we're seeing the adoption is now, you know, it's growing rapidly, you know, and, you know, at this rate, we'll probably, being one of the biggest markets for online purchases in the next 5 years.
So you're talking about a big market. What's the relationship so far between an e-commerce platform and fulfillment. So I know there's shopping and making things easy on one hand, making payments easy on one hand, making integrations seamless. But how's that conversation been? Thank God, thankfully, Romain is here. And you know, but let's start with you. The relationship between e-commerce and fulfillment, so far so good. Are there
they are inseparable. they are inseparable, you know, and I'm sure that's why, you know, Romain and the Inquire Quick team decided to, you know, start building out, you know, storefronts and stuff, because you realize that, you know, they are physically inseparable. You will definitely need to figure that out, you know, at some point. For now, what we do is that we allow merchants to figure it out themselves, and that means that, you know, when we speak to most of them, they sort of have logistics. They have their logistic guy, or they use GIG, and or they use this, or they use Quick, you know. And one of the things that we're going to do, which I started talking with Romain for the start of the podcast, was that we need to find a way to have Quick on board, you know, such that business owners can be able to select Quick as a delivery partner, and they're able to deliver products, you know, seamlessly, you know, without them thinking about, oh, copying the data here, I'm wasting it there, you know, because we already have that data, we can push it to ship down to Quick, and, you know, for the merchant, it's just seamless, they're not thinking about anything. So first is that it's inseparable. If you're buying anything online, it means that definitely that product has to come in, you know, one way or the other. And there's a lot of work, and I'm sure Romain would speak more about it. There's a lot of work in managing, you know, the entire operations of logistics, especially in a country like this where the infrastructure is not, you know, it's not there substandard enough. But we are now looking at working with partners like Big, you know, and other partners to ensure that might have a choice to select their partners, but are also able to seamlessly, you know, integrate their choice partners whenever they need.
Okay, Romain?
No, I totally agree with Kelvin's view. The seamless integration is the key to customer satisfaction. This is how you generate profit. This is how you avoid unnecessary cost and delays. Delays means cost, in the logistics space. And this is how you grow the pie for everybody. So our policy is to integrate with all players in the market. We consider that we don't have competitors, we have co-competitors, okay? Because in the logistics space and in the fulfillment space, everybody collaborates with everybody. So that's very important. And already the market in Nigeria for e-commerce is organizing itself. Jumia understood that to be better at fulfilling and delivering, they need to open to third parties as well. We were the first African delivery platform to integrate with all the big e-commerce solutions such as Shopify, WooCommerce, PrestaShop, and Magento. So if you have a Magento store or e-commerce or PrestaShop store, you can select Quick as a delivery partner. We did that 2 years ago. The market is going to continue to structure itself, and the fulfillment part will not escape that. And you will have a lot, I mean, you have so much real estate in Lagos or in Nigeria. The really good ones are the ones that are well operated. They're going to specialize and they're going to attract e-commerce merchants or social vendors that will locate their inventory as close as possible to their big markets. Because if you're a merchant and you trust the fulfillment center and the prices are affordable, there is no reason why you should keep your inventory close to you. You want your inventory to be as close as possible to
the end user,
to the consumer.
Yes.
This is a part of what we are developing as well. We want to create tools for merchants to locate the fulfillment center that will be closest to their need or to their customers' need. And we want to empower landlords so that every available space is a fulfillment space. Okay, as long as it meets a number of criteria, of course, in terms of safety, etc. And so everybody's going to integrate with everybody, and the best ones are going to emerge. And that's the way it should be, I think.
Okay, so addressing is one of the biggest issues for logistics or e-commerce services in Nigeria. So there are not adequate addressing services in the country. So
It's not so bad, you know. Quick, Today, I mean, delivers. I mean, we have offices in Lagos and Abuja.
Okay.
We're opening offices in Ibadan this month. Okay, but we deliver all the way to Kano. Okay, not with bikes, obviously, but with trucks. From Abuja, we serve six states around Abuja, plus the federal capital territory. And from Lagos, we serve four states. So what we see is that the addressing system has considerably improved over the past 4 years since I arrived in Nigeria, not because of Quick, but because of all the innovation that is done locally. And also because Google invested a lot of money in Google Map, and it's too expensive. I keep telling them. I think it's a real obstacle to the progress of African tech. The fact that Google Map is crazy expensive for Africans is the same price for Africans than for Americans, which doesn't make sense, right? So. But beyond that, we observe that addresses are becoming more and more reliable, and we have a very high success rate in delivering. What you need to ensure before the delivery starts, and maybe Kelvin will have a different opinion, but you need to ensure before the delivery is picked up that the customer is really will really be at the location that he says he will be at. Because
how do you achieve that?
Well, we automate.
Okay.
Okay, but also we do human intervention when required, and we educate the riders. We teach the riders how to behave, how to prepare for for deliveries. Okay, so some of our riders do 20 deliveries a day, and they have a success rate of maybe 99%. Some of them, do less, and they can have a lower efficiency rate, but. You try to anticipate the problems and to make sure you have the right information. And so technology is very helpful to do that, obviously.
Oh. Okay. So a lot of companies are tending to build embedded finance products.
Yes, so we do that too.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
Well, the first financial service that we embedded is cash collection, obviously, because 70% of Nigerians don't have a bank account, as you know. If you are an e-commerce merchant, collecting your payment is very important on one hand, as we discussed before. And if you're a consumer, making sure that you get value for your money is very important as well. It's the issue of trust again. And so we started the cash on delivery collection a year and a half ago. And it's a wonderful tool because... Now we collect cash for from restaurants who buy supplies of staple food, from people. I mean, merchants in Computer Village. So it's changing the life of the merchant because he knows he has insurance with us for the cash and for the product, and he knows that every 12 hours or 24 hours, depending, he will get his cash on his bank account. Okay. So another financial service that we're looking at is lending, obviously. Not ourselves, because it's not our job. We're not a financial institution. But it's connecting financial institutions with merchants, and also merchants between each other. Because as you know better than me, you go in Yaba market, you go in Oyinbo market, the merchants, they borrow from each other and they lend to each other. Mm-hmm. And we want to bring this informal economy into the formal economy. It's going to become more reliable, more institutionalized, more effective, and at the same time, it's going to empower a lot of people.
Awesome.
So P2P lending.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So Romain touched on something that maybe... you might want to address, Kelvin, the whole what I ordered versus what I got. So now that merchants are finding it easy to integrate an e-commerce solution into their platform, they can sell very easily. The whole issue of trust in the e-commerce space, is there anything, is there any way that Bumper helps to mitigate this? I know it can probably not be completely eradicated, but yeah, what I ordered versus what I got is terrible.
So yes, it's definitely something that we definitely see, like in the space, that's just people maybe talking about it or ranting about it. For us, we are not necessarily building for the end consumers. We are building entirely for the merchants.
Okay.
And for the business owners. So our own work is to just, you know, help with, you know, their own verification, ensuring that they are using the tool that we use to sell, you know, the right product. But we are entirely focused on the tech and for merchants, you know. So we're not necessarily designed to, you know, work with the customers. So if you see something that the merchant is selling and you purchase it, you know, and you reach out to the merchant, you know, just like how you reach out to them normally. The only thing that now they have tech to help them with recording their sales, websites, it's engaging their customers. They have all those tech because that's what we're providing, but not necessarily the end-to-end system. So some of the things that we're looking at doing, you know, working with partners majorly is, you know, helping merchants be able to, you know, put in escrow, you know, so consumers should be able to pick companies or business owners that have escrow, you know, already, you know, integrated. You know, that's now on the part of the consumers, you know, the educational part, like saying, you know, how do I ensure that I want to be sure that this is what I get, so I'm going to use it because owner that has the escrow already integrated, meaning that my money does not get to the merchant unless I receive the product, you know, simple things like that. Or working with partners like delivery guys to ensure that, you know, we don't release funds until the delivery partner can say, oh yes, I have actually delivered this thing to the customer, then you release the funds, you know. So just having those systems in place are things that we can do, you know, with the help of partners to ensure that we're helping solve some of those issues.
That's something we do with Quickstore as well. I think it's the right approach. We don't release the funds for 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
And then the customer has a way to make a claim if he doesn't receive the product or if the product is not what he ordered. Okay, and it's very simple steps that are helping foster trust, because trust, the lack of trust, in my opinion, is not just you're a crook and I'm a victim. It can be just a misunderstanding, or the inventory is not available, and with inventory management like on Bumper or on Quickstore, the merchant can track better what is his inventory level, and he can receive a flag, a message, if the inventory is becoming too low, and he can anticipate. So that's a great way to help trust.
Awesome. So, well, thank you very much for that insightful comment, and also thank you very much, Kelvin. And there's maybe some other questions I would have asked, but I just realized if I keep asking, or Chingo Jin keeps asking, we will probably be here till 5 p.m. So, yeah, this has been really, really interesting, and thank you guys so much for having us here today. And for our listeners and viewers, and thank you so much for the support, and yeah, for watching to this point of the conversation. And let us know what you think about e-commerce. Are there any stories you like to share with us that you think this guy should hear? So that's, yeah, I mean, both the merchants, if you're a merchant and you have a lot of headaches around your business, or you're a delivery person, or you're an end user, just let us hear what you think, and yeah, we'll be happy to we're happy to send it to you guys, right? Hope you guys are willing to.
I mean, as we say in my country, Rome has not built itself in one day.
Yes.
And I'm sure Kelvin can say the same, but the tremendous progress that has been made in Nigeria
definitely
is amazing, and it's very inspiring.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So yeah, that's with that we come to the end of the show today, and let's know what you think. Give us your comments. Who else do you want to see on this podcast? You can drop your so now it's not just Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere. Now it's also Instagram, it's also TikTok, it's also YouTube, Twitter, anywhere else you are watching this or listening to this. So okay.
I don't think I have any
other any other thing? No, okay. All right. So, see you guys at some other time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, Kevin.